There is really only one response to the resurrection of Jesus, and that is the response of bowing the knee before him. Because he is the Lord. That's what he revealed on that Easter morning. And he's to say Jesus is Lord, what does that mean? For me personally, a verse which changed my life was Romans chapter 10, which says that if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you confess it with your mouth, you will be saved. You will have eternal life. And I'm full of joy to be able to say to you this morning, Jesus is Lord. It's true. It's true. And it changes everything. It changes everything. Very quickly, Alan, just see if we can. It changes our weeping. I've had tears. You've had tears. You may have had tears this morning. But because Jesus has risen from the dead, the promise is true. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, because God is making all things new. He's Lord over our weeping. He offers us an invitation to worship him. The reason why Thomas said, I'll never believe it, was because for a Jewish man to worship Jesus was just unthinkable. Every morning, a Jewish man and woman would get up, and the first thing they would say is, the Lord is one. There is only one Lord. No one else. If you worship anyone other than God the Lord, it's blasphemy. It's the worst thing you can do. And yet, this Jewish man falls to his knees and he says, my Lord and my God. And Christians ever since have bowed the knee to Jesus Christ, because they know he is the Son of God, that all people come to God through him alone. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Worship him. Submit your life to him. And for Peter, it radically changed his understanding of work. Jesus said, throw down your net. Peter knew all about fishing, but Jesus knew more than Peter about fishing. He told him where the fish were. And he hauled in this huge catch. And then he said, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. You know that I love you. Feed my sheep. And he went on to be a great pastor of the church. It wasn't what he had planned. And he went all the way to the cross himself, Peter himself crucified. And that tells us that when we say that Jesus is Lord of our lives, we're willing to be led by him. So to say Jesus is Lord is not a trivial thing. It's to say, come and be my master. Come and take control. But if he's Lord of all the earth, if he's the one who created the earth and came back from the dead, then why wouldn't you want to put your life in his hands? It's the best decision I ever made. And I just want to speak to the children for a minute. Don't wait until you're old. And I know you think I'm old. I think I'm quite young, but you don't think so. But don't wait until you're old before you give your life to Jesus, because he comes to give you life to the full. Give him your life today. He says, unless you come to me like a little child, Jesus says we can come to him not on the basis of how much we know, but on the basis of who we know. And if we know this morning that it's true that Jesus is the Son of God and he's a risen Son of God, then follow him. Put your trust in him. You'll never regret it. Two more points. He's Lord of warfare. Why is Alistair talking about something as negative as warfare on Easter Sunday morning when we're all supposed to be just thinking about joy? Because this morning 137 people were killed in Sri Lanka. And it was Christians that were targeted and churches that were targeted. And there's Christians celebrating the resurrection of Jesus this morning in tears, in grief, and saying, what an evil world we live in. Why do bad things happen? And the Bible from start to finish says that the reason that Jesus came to die on a cross is because the world is evil and because bad things happen and because as human beings, we are part of the problem and we needed a Savior to come and die on the cross for us. And Jesus says to us this morning, on this Easter morning, I know it's tough and there's a battle raging, but I have won the victory. I have won the victory. As the Apostle Paul speaks, he says, thanks be to God. He gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he did not remain dead. He came back on the third day and conquered death, overcame death itself. Is there anything too difficult for the Lord? And he's making this world new. He's coming back. And finally, he's Lord. If he is our Lord, then he must be confessed with our mouth. He must be lived with our whole life. And Jesus said, the risen Jesus said, all authority has been given to me. Therefore, go and tell others. Go and make disciples. And Peter, I'll finish with this. Peter, who denied Jesus three times, and he felt such a failure. And he came running out of that boat, splashing through the water. It's the Lord, it's the Lord, it's the Lord. And then Jesus said to him, I'll show you how to fish. I'll show you how to fish for men and women as well. Go and feed my sheep. And there he was on the day of Pentecost. And he says, God has made this Jesus whom you crucified Lord and Christ. And 3,000 people turned to the Lord and were saved. So he's Lord of our weeping, Lord who is to be worshipped. He's Lord of our work. Our labor in the Lord is not in vain. He's Lord of the warfare, and he's Lord of our witness. Let me read to you again this verse which will change your life. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And I just want to pray now with you, giving you an opportunity to declare in your heart first, to tell God that you believe in him, to ask for his forgiveness, and give your life to him. The way we do that is we admit that we're part of the problem. We say, I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. Thank you for going to the cross and dying for me. And please come into my life today and be my Lord. I want to help some people start that journey today, Easter Sunday, 2019. Let us pray. We come to you thanking you that you are a God of grace and a God of truth. And the truth is that we have lived our lives our own way rather than your way. We have sinned in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. Please forgive me. I now turn away from everything that I know to be wrong. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. I receive your forgiveness. And I believe that you rose from the dead on the third day. Please come into my life today to be my Lord and my Master. Come and fill me with your risen presence. Come to me, risen Lord, and transform me and fill me with your love, that I may love others with all of my life. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.